Hey, did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Hey guys, if you missed the show, don't worry. This is the way you can catch up. Oh, well done. We got that in. We're not allowed to call it podcast.
No. Clearly it is a podcast, but we've been
podcast.
Someone tapped us on the shoulder and went, "Oi, it's not a podcast.
Stop saying podcast.
It's a catch-up." And you know what? Screw them, because the first podcast didn't go up Monday.
Nah.
This is Tuesday's podcast. Who knows when that's going to go up? So I'm going to call it a podcast as much as I want until you get my podcast up.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to hear it because it's not up.
And right now we're talking to no one.
Yeah.
So
if this is up, enjoy the catch up.
Oh, yeah. If this is up, whenever it does get up, enjoy it. Nath, what are we doing Tuesday's show?
My favorite thing was probably a little game called Nath Knows. New game that we're playing. You challenged me.
Might be familiar to some older listeners.
Oh, yeah, those people. Well done to those guys who've listened to the podcast before. No, you challenged me to answer some Grammys-related questions.
Yeah, we cover all the Grammys news by asking you, Nath, about different stuff.
Something that you're excited about in the catch-up?
No, just...
hated all of it. No, don't bloody listen.
So I was going to say, I think this is a good show. I think strap yourselves in, turn the keys, light the ignition.
That's my thing.
It's not your thing. You said it once.
Yeah, we're making it my thing.
No, it's a good show. We hope you guys enjoy it.
And we're starting things off with Karl Stefanovic. That one's coming up next. He had a party, got shut down.
Why don't you just tell him everything that's on the show, mate? Quickly.
Oh, okay. Let's just go through it. Nah, I'm not going to. You got to listen to the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast.
Sorry, catch up.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Do you want to talk about Karl Stefanovic? Big fan of the show.
You certainly can, mate.
He's had a party that he was throwing for his girlfriend Jasmine over the weekend. It was shut down by police. Now, his girlfriend Jasmine, she was turning 34 and she's had a raging party.
The big 3-4, everyone knows. It's a huge moment of celebratory.
Well, that's my first question. Who has a 34th?
Yeah, that seems odd. I mean, off the top of my head, 18th, 21st, 30th.
A half century, 50?
No, 40. I'll give you 40.
Oh, 40, yeah.
40, 50, and then, yeah, it's just every 10 years,
and then,
really.
And then after 50, it probably extends to every 20, or it's more of like made it. Well,
I just want to get to 100 so I can get a letter from the Queen. I mean, she probably won't be alive when I get to 100.
So here's what happened. So apparently there was heaps of noise complaints from the neighbours, and Paps caught cops rocking up to Karl's door, knocking on the door. He answered, smiling, and then shortly after the cops left, people started leaving and the music stopped.
Yep.
So the party was arguably shut down.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought we could do. I've got a few suggestions. I've got three suggestions of people who I thought might be there at the party.
Okay.
I'm going to give these people to you.
Are these celebrities, Nate?
They're celebrities, okay. Yeah. And people I think are friends with Karl.
Yeah. So you don't know this. This is just you've come up with this. You've had a think and you went, you know what? I reckon these celebrities would have been there.
I may have also been at the party.
Okay.
Who knows? Here's a few celebrities. So let me know if you think they would have been there.
Yeah, yeah.
First one, Grant Denyer.
Reason
I think he would have been there is because I think he's a walking board game.
Yeah.
He's entertainment. He can play Family Feud with everybody. He's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Pick him up and throw him around, you know?
Put some candy in him, hit him with a stick. It's a piñata.
No candy comes out, though.
No. I could see Grant there.
So, yeah, Grant? Yeah, okay, good. Second one I thought, Richard Dickey Wilkins.
Yeah. Richard. Well, yeah, I mean, him and Karl hang out at work.
I reckon.
Well, I mean, why do you think he'd be there, though?
Well, I think, Dickie's pretty notorious for loving a party.
Yeah.
So I think he would just be sitting out the front of Karl's house every day of the week just waiting for music to start.
Fingers crossed. I hope Carlo's having something today. Yeah, no, I'll give you a Dickie.
Looking Dickie. All right. Yeah. This is the last one. This one's a little bit controversial, and it could also be the reason the party was shut down.
Yeah.
Lisa Wilkinson.
Oh.
I think she may have crashed the party.
Yep.
But not in any normal way. I think she would have snuck in there, perhaps like on Waleed's shoulders or on Carrie's shoulders, and they would have had the big trench coat. And
so if she's on their shoulders, she's trying to sneak Waleed in.
Yeah.
So why would she try to? Wouldn't they have to sneak her in?
Oh, okay, yes. All right. Okay. She's on the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. Waleed's on her shoulders, and they're
Waleed
trying to
sneak party,
in.
Waleed doesn't party, mate. It'd be Carrie. It'd be Carrie on the shoulders. With Lisa underneath.
All right. So I think those two have snuck it, and that's the reason why the party was shut down. Like, I reckon they've caused a ruckus.
Yeah, no.
Flip tables, music, everything.
Yeah, she's like, hey, you like me now, Karl?
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Nath, I want to
I need your help, actually, just to talk about Weet-Bix.
I love Weet-Bix.
Yeah, you do. And I'm glad because this all started yesterday. Our removalists finally got to Hobart. So we've been living here for a while without any furniture. So it's really, really... We unpacked the essentials, the couch, the TV.
Well, I mean, they did the hard work.
Yeah.
We pointed. A lot of pointing and...
No, I mean, like, everything else is still in boxes. The only stuff that we can use is the TV and the couch.
Yeah.
The important stuff. Yeah. But after we sort of helped the removalists or pointed them where to go, I thought, hey, we got our stuff here. Let's celebrate. And then this happened.
So our stuff came. Good.
Beautiful.
Celebrate with a beer, Nath, or... Oh.
Yeah, everyone knows you celebrate with Weet-Bix after removalists.
So, Nath, just explained, once the removalists are gone, we got our stuff in, you were...
Okay, so I was eating Weet-Bix.
Yes.
But the reason for that was because we didn't have any breakfast, and I thought it was the perfect time to have it at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. So just for those of you who've been listening since the start of the show, you don't like people who have lunch before 12, but you're allowed to have breakfast after 12.
Yeah, you can have brekkie whenever. Okay. Brekkie's fine. Brekkie, that's why they have all-day brekkie. Okay. They don't have all-day lunch.
That's not a thing. Okay, no, just clear up. How many Weet-Bix did you do yesterday, mate?
Oh, I don't remember. I normally just take a big handful and then some.
I wrote down 8. So I thought you did 8.
Was that after I started? Because I ate them quite quick. I could have polished 2.
I think there was a video. I think I saw 8 there.
Right.
But this is why I want to get your attention. I think, you know, how many is too many Weet-Bix?
You can't have too many Weet-Bix.
I'm
a Weet-Bix kid, mate. Yeah.
Well, I've got the old Weet-Bix ad. Let's just have a quick listen and see how many they say you should do.
Hey, where's my Weet-Bix? I need them every day. If I don't have 9, I'm out.
So there's 9.
There's seven.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going 9 and 7. You had 8 somewhere in the middle. I feel like that's a lot of Weet-Bix.
No, it's not. It says it in the ads.
Yeah, but like...
Brent Lee is on the back of the Weet-Bix box and he has 10, it says.
Yeah, and that's my thing. Are Weet-Bix forcing themselves upon us? Are they going, hey, you need to have 9, you need to have 8. What if I want to have 2?
You can have 2.
What if I'm not that hungry,
mate? It's fine to have 2.
It's fine to have 2.
It's fine to have 2.
But I don't hear an ad about 2.
With you, but it's fine to have 2.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Jim, I need a second to talk about Kmart. Because
mate, you can take more than a second.
Thanks, buddy.
Your name is in the show.
Kmart shoppers around the country, they're going crazy for a new item. It's flying off the shelves at the moment and sold out in most stores. In fact, I think it's actually almost sold out in Hobart, all the Kmart's in Hobart. It's very, very popular. Now, this particular item, it's only $8. But the reason I bring it up is because I need to congratulate you, Jimmy, my pal, my co-host.
Don't call me your pal.
Because
you've never called me that.
My lover.
Not your lover. I have a girlfriend. Her name's Courtney.
Not when you. People think we're lovers. Because you were the first person at the Kmart in Hobart, I believe, to start the trend of liking this particular item. You didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it. I liked it, though.
But you did take a photo of it and did send it to me. I'm going to hand you a photo of it just to see if you remember, and you can describe this item to everybody.
Yeah. It was this this weird ball thingy. Look, it's very hard to describe. I'll put a photo up on our socials at Jimmy and Nath.
Don't describe it the way you describe it to me.
Yeah, no, definitely I can't say that. It's a pillow ball. It's a pillow ball. I didn't buy it from Kmart because my girlfriend Courtney wouldn't let me.
God, she's a slave driver, isn't she?
She is in charge of Kmart purchases.
Hmm.
Since we've been at Hobart, on average, I'd say probably 2 or 3 trips to Kmart a day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 24-hour Kmart down the road from where we live in Newtown. I've spent way too much time there. But no, I didn't buy the pillow ball.
Mm. Well, it's not called the pillow ball. It's actually called the knot cushion.
The knot cushion. And that is such a better name than pillow ball.
Well, pillow ball doesn't make sense. If I'm imagining pillow ball, it doesn't really make sense.
The knot cushion.
Now, here's one of
the... this cushion is not in my home.
Now, one of the reasons this thing is so popular is because of what it's been used for.
Yep.
Now, I remember when you sent this picture to me, you didn't know what it was being used for. You didn't know why.
I mean, I assumed it was a cushion or pillow that you put your head on.
Yeah. So, do you want to lock in a guess of what this cushion is being used for? Why it is so popular?
A toy for large dogs?
No, just for decoration.
Oh, It's a decorative. Well, it's all. Yeah, I mean, oh.
It's a decorative pillow ball.
I wish we'd not done this break. Oh! Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, good one.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
There's a video of a six-year-old boy in China. It's gone viral because what he's done is he's driven his parents to their own wedding, so down the aisle, on a forklift. So his mum and his dad...
Oh, forking, done it, Nath.
Oh. 6 a.m., you can get away with that. Well done.
Yeah. forklift.
What he's done is he put his parents on either, like, so the forklift has prongs. They're standing on either side, and he's driven them down the aisle, which is really, really nice. Yeah. Video's gone viral.
How old was the kid, by the way?
He's 6 years old.
6?
Yeah.
And a real forklift.
Not a fake one. Not a fake one. Apparently, he learned to drive the forklift at the age of 4.
I mean,
at the age of 4, I was learning to ride a bike.
I mean, at age of 4, I had probably a little toy forklift, but to actually be
driving... Did you have a toy? Jeez, you were from a rich family, weren't you? Toy forklift? I had a stick.
To be fair, I stole it from another kid on the bus. It's not even a joke. I was talking to my mum at Christmas about it, because she's like, you know, I raised you into such a good person. And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, when I was a kid, I was stealing toys off the bus. I'd ask kids on the bus to see their toy, because they'd bring it into school. Then I'd walk to the end of the bus, and I'd just put it in my backpack.
And what, take it home?
Yeah.
You were a bully at school.
I didn't bully anyone.
You stole their toys. What do you call that, being best mates?
No, that's being a thief. It's not being a bully.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thieves and bullies, there's a distinction.
Clear difference.
So apparently, yeah, this kid, he was supposed to be the page boy.
Yeah.
So is that the guy who holds the rings?
I believe so. I haven't been married, but I believe that is.
Well, I've been to a wedding and I've been a page boy and I'm disappointed I didn't get to drive my auntie and uncle down on, like, I don't know, What's another thing? A go-kart or something fun? Yeah. Because he got a forklift.
Yeah.
On this show, what we like to do sometimes is ask a question out to the people who are listening that might be a little bit left of centre. Questions that we don't normally expect answers to, and they're called long shots.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
The question we're asking today, 13, 12, 16, are you listening to our show, Jimmy and Nath, on Hit 100.9, on a forklift?
Yeah, I mean, we ran this one by the boss.
He didn't love it?
No. Sweet Chili Philly is his name. And no, he wasn't a fan of it. He said, boys, it's, 6:46. I don't think anyone's going to be listening on a forklift, let alone call the show. But hey, look, we put it out to the radio gods. And you know, if you are on a forklift, give us a call.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We just asked 13, 12, 16, are you listening to the show on a forklift? Because we do a little thing called long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Basically, it's when we ask a very specific question and see if anybody calls up. Generally, Jim, would you agree, not many people call up for these things?
No, I mean, I think that's... It's just what we're trying to do. We just want to sort of really specifically go after the forklift users who might be listening to the radio show.
Well, the reason we are doing this is because there was a video of a six-year-old boy who drove his parents to their wedding on the back of a forklift. So we were hoping someone was going to be listening to us on a forklift today.
I've got a few questions about the kid driving the forklift. So the parents are on either side of the prongs of the forklift.
Yep.
He drives up the aisle on the forklift. This kid's 6 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, whose idea is it? Is it the kid's idea or is it the parents' idea?
Well, I mean, he knew how to drive at the age of 4.
Well, you mean you're not a 4-year-old putting your hand up going, hey, can mum and dad sign me up for forklift lessons?
Oh, okay.
At that age, parents are saying, oi, little Steve, go learn how to drive the forklift. He's like, I don't want to do it today. And no, you didn't drive the forklift.
Sit down, little Steve. Well, this is exciting, Jim. Justin from Bridgewater has just called through. Justin, are you there and are you on a forklift? This is amazing.
No, I'm definitely not on a forklift. Sorry.
Justin. I mean, you got our hopes up.
What can we do for you there, Justin, now that we got you?
I don't know.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Thanks for joining us, and finally, Jim, we're playing this bad boy.
Nath knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nath doesn't.
The 2018 Grammy Awards.
Ooh.
Now, if you are just joining the show for the first time, Nath, you're really good at not knowing things.
Not my strength. Oh, it is my strength.
Well, yeah.
Or it's not. That's confusing.
So, as an example, the Grammy Awards were on yesterday, the night of nights in the music industry. Mm. And
apart from the arias, they go off.
I mean, Ari's a close second. I'm going to put Grammys first.
not a close second, but not close.
Well, I mean, the Arias, aren't the Arias moving to the Gold Coast? Isn't that happening? No, that's the Logies.
That's the Logies. Dickie Wilkins was in charge of that.
So, the 2008 Grammys, Nath, I've got some questions here. So how Nath knows is you can give us a call on 13 12 16 and just let us know if Nath can get 2 out of 3 of these questions right. So he will have 3 Grammy-related questions. You have to call the show and just say, yeah, Nate's going to get 2 out of 3, or he cannot get 2 out of 3. And if you do that today, you're going to go home with a double pass to 50 Shades Freed. Don't miss the climax, 50 Shades Freed, in cinemas February 8th.
So you're winning some movie tickets, basically.
Yeah, getting double pass some movies. So I thought, Nate, we could have a practice to start, show everyone how this is going to work. So I'll ask you a Grammys question. You just have to give me the answer. I'm going to give you some options, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start with Song of the Year. Song of the Year. So these are the nominees. Despacito.
Okay, Justin Bieber. Yeah.
Well, Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, but yeah, Biebs was there.
Yeah. Oh, come on. For someone who doesn't know anything, if I got Biebs in that.
1-800-273-8255. That is a suicide prevention hotline number over in the States. That's Logic, Alessia Cara and Khalid.
Good song. I know that one.
They performed that yesterday. That's What I Like, Bruno Mars.
Yep.
Issues. Julia Michaels.
I thought that was a few years old.
No, it's you.
She's done a remix.
And 444 Jay-Z.
Don't know that.
They're your options.
Don't know that one. A lot of numbers. 444, 1800.
Yeah. So what are you going? What are you going to lock in?
What was the Bruno Mars one?
That's What I Like.
That was a big song.
That was a big song.
That's What I Like.
How does it go?
That's What I Like. That's What I Like. See? Yeah. Nate knows Bruno.
Is Bruno Mars here? Is he? Where is he? I can't see him. He's hiding under the desk.
All right, am I locking one in?
Yeah, lock it in, mate.
Let's lock in Bruno Mars, That's What I Like, for the winner of Song of the Year.
Lucky for you, that's
yes! What I Like. Yes! Nate bloody knows!
Yeah, well done, mate. There he does. All right, we're going to play Nate Knows next. If you want to get involved, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. There's a double pass of movies up for grabs. You're just going to tell us yes or no. Can Nate get 2 out of 3?
It's a 50-50 chance. Good luck to anybody who wants movie tickets.
The Jimmy and Nate catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Nate Knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nate Doesn't.
The 2018 Grammy Awards. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge yesterday. Nate, so we thought we'd test your knowledge because you're really good at not knowing things.
Yep.
So we thought we'd see how you go with some Grammy-related questions.
Jim, today playing Hayley from Huonville. Welcome to the show. How are you, Hales?
Hi, good.
Now, Hales, do you think Nate can get 2 out of 3 questions correct about the Grammys?
Yes.
Oh, she's backing me. She obviously hasn't heard the show before.
Yeah. there's only been one day to listen to. So. All right, Hales, what we'll do is we're just going to pop you on hold. You can listen along. And we'll chat to you just at the end to reveal if Nath does get 2 out of 3, because if he does, you're going to win a prize.
Okay.
Now, just a reminder, Nath, we just played a demo. You got it right. You guessed Song of the Year correct. That's What I Like by Bruno.
That was the easy one. I've got a confession. I did see that on the TV.
On the TV. Okay. What have I told you about watching the television?
Oh, no, sorry. We just got it. The removalist came yesterday. Leave me alone.
Question one, Nath. Best new artist at the Grammys. Nominees are Khalid, Lil Uzi Vert.
Who?
Little Uzi Vert.
Just let me go. Sorry, you go.
It's your first time doing radio, mate. Khalid, Little Uzi Vert, Alessia Cara, Julia Michaels, SZA.
Who? Little Uzi Vert. Well, he's the only one I haven't heard of.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
I feel like the others have been around for a while. So, but has Khalid is the question.
Has Khalid, yeah.
Been around. I'm going to go... I'm going to go with Little Uzi Vert.
Little Uzi Vert. All right, let's reveal.
Little Uzi Vert. No. That's his new song.
That is Alessia Cara here. Yeah, she won, mate. Okay. You've got to get the next two right.
It's not looking good. Sorry, yeah. Hayley.
Okay, next one. Best pop solo performance. Ed Sheeran, Kelly Clarkson, Kesha, Lady Gaga or Pink?
Oh. Pop solo performance.
Ed Sheeran, Kelly Clarkson, Kesha, Lady Gaga, or Pink?
Kesha had a big year. She did
Praying.
Praying, yeah.
Performed that yesterday.
Just the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock in Ed Sheeran, though. I'm going to swap it on your last minute. Ed Sheeran.
Best pop solo performance.
Oh, I'm in love with the shape of you.
Well done, bud. Back on the board.
Okay, all right.
Final question. This is for Haley to go home with some movie tickets.
You couldn't write this, by the way. Up to the final question.
All right, album of the year, The Big Kahuna. Ooh. At the Grammys.
The Big Gong, they call it.
We've got Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino, 24K Magic, Bruno Mars, 444, Jay-Z, Damn Kendrick Lamar, and Melodrama Lord.
Kendrick had a massive year. I'm going to go with Kendrick. I'm locking in Kendrick for album of the year, The Big Gong, The Big Kahuna.
You're going Kendrick Lamar, Damn. It's been a big week for Kendrick. He won another competition on a different radio station, but we can't mention that. This is the winner. 24
karat. Yeah,
oh,
sorry,
man. No! No!
Oh, yes. Oh, Hayley, I'm so sorry. You've learnt the hard way.
That's okay.
Never trust Nath. I don't know anything.
I mean, you are quite good at not knowing stuff, though.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Nath, some exciting news for you and me personally yesterday. The removalist fairies finally visited us yesterday.
Yeah.
All our stuff moved down from the mainland here into Hobart. So very exciting for
they
us.
They were great people as well, weren't they? Very friendly.
Yeah, the boys. They love some. Had some bants.
I almost wanted to invite them in for a beer.
Yeah.
Some Wheat Bix,
or some Wheat Bix. Yeah.
Bet ya. I bet ya.
But when all our stuff got down here, we were talking yesterday. We have two washing machines. Because the washing machine we brought down was a top loader, and the one we have in the house is a front loader. So we bought essentially a washing machine as soon as we got down because we needed it and we knew one coming down wouldn't fit.
We didn't do enough research to know where to put the washing machine.
It was our fault. So, but now we have two washing machines. We've got the front loader one that we use, which is great, and we've got this second-hand top loader. And, Nath, I said to you yesterday, why don't we put it out in the airwaves and see if anyone's willing to swap us something for the washing machine?
And just to remind you, it's in really good condition. I mean, I saw it come off the truck today. It looks brand spanking.
You carried it off the truck.
Yeah, and it's light. I mean, you could carry it around. If you want to use it in one place in your house one day and on a Tuesday you want to move it down the stairs, you can do that and by yourself.
Now, look, we don't know if we're actually going to do this. I mean, we have to run it past legal and a whole bunch of people.
Oh, bloody legal.
But just to get a vibe on it, Nath, because it is my washing machine. Like, I'm the one that paid money for this.
No, one team, one dream, mate. We're all in this together.
We are. But what I thought, I've asked you to put together a list of three things that people you think might want to swap the washing machine for so I can get a sort of feel of whether I'd trade my washing machine for something.
I've got a few ideas for you. Okay, here's the first one. This is something we did see in Kmart and we wanted. Our girlfriend said no, but a glow-in-the-dark world globe.
So someone called and said, hey, Jim, I've got a glow-in-the-dark world globe.
Yeah. Because you could use it at night.
Look, I'd have to see the globe. That one's a maybe.
Okay, all right, so we're not giving that a ding. This one I know you'll like, a show dog. Someone gives us their dog. I'm thinking Labrador, Staffy, Jack Russell.
I don't want someone to give away their dog because we're very pro dog.
I mean, they're getting a washing machine.
No,
so
I'm saying
yes.
maybe they have a dog that's had puppies and they're willing to give away a puppy for a washing machine.
Or two. Because puppies are only small and it's a big washing machine.
Or seven puppies. I'm willing to say yes.
This is another item you and I saw at Harvey Norman. The electric head scratcher.
Yeah, that was good.
It vibrates on your head. And it's got these little tentacles that it gives you like this nice little goosebumps feel.
Yeah, nice. It was very relaxing. No, that's also a yes. If someone calls up and says, hey, boys, have a head scratcher, you could have a washing machine.
Yeah, and then we could do it to each other as well. That'd be nice. Head scratch.
So what I'm thinking, it's a yes at this stage. Let's chat off air and we'll touch base tomorrow and let's talk about this a bit further.
And hopefully we can get a show dog from somebody.
Two dogs.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We have been waiting. People have been waiting anxiously.
Well, I mean, this is the first time we're doing it. I don't know if anyone's waiting for it.
No, they have. They've heard.
No.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. This is
just
a segment.
Just a reminder, you forced people to record that.
No, I don't.
You did.
I didn't. That's a lie. You can't prove that.
Videoed it.
They've signed things. Police in Missouri, they have recently posted on Facebook that they want help naming their police dog. Basically, they've reserved the right to select the name themselves, blah, blah, blah. It's a German Shepherd.
Yeah. German Shepherd police dog.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I have put my hand up to possibly send in some suggestions to name this police dog. I'm going to run them by you, see what you think, which ones we should send in, if any.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the first one. I like it. I'm going to start off strong. Copper Poodle Doo. Oh, come on.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, good. Great. This is one for if the dog is stationed to work at the airport.
Yep.
Border controlly.
Yeah, nice.
You like that one. Yeah. I just love bringing grins to your face. Mason's not even listening, producer Mason, but you are, Jim.
Yeah, thanks.
This is one if the dog's in charge of operating the police alarm, so on top of cars.
Yeah.
Chihuahua, wah, 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 wah. Not as strong?
Yeah. I mean, that one really relies on you doing the sound effect for the siren, but yeah, no.
Okay, cool. It's hard to type that one as well. Yeah. I've got to send in an audio if we want to get that one across the line.
Border control is obviously my favourite.
This one is for a dog that will be in the police force in charge of locating missing persons.
Yeah.
Dash found. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, cool. This is my last one.
Okay. I just want to make sure. This is the last one.
This is the last one. I'm proud of this one.
Yeah.
This is for a dog.
You weren't proud of the others?
Oh, I'm proud of the others too. I won't be proud of this if you don't like it. Actually, I don't care what you think. This is for a dog who specialises in sorting out cases involving knife assaults. Stabrador.
Yeah, no, not that good. I didn't like that one.
Thank you!
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Some very exciting news right now for banana lovers. And even more exciting news, what we're doing right now, this little chat is on Facebook Live. So if you head to the Hit Facebook page, you can see this video right now because, Nath, you're going to be doing something with a banana.
Careful. Kids in the cup, 8:30.
Banana's coming up. But this, I want to get into this news because there's a banana now with an edible peel.
Hang on, it was made with an edible peel.
Edible peel, yeah. The skin is edible. Now, Nath, I thought you might find this news a little appealing.
Oh, Jimmy's puns.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. Done. We can finish. We don't need to do anything.
I don't need to eat this banana.
We're done. Go on.
Look, now, this secret comes down to they grow the bananas in minus 59 degrees Celsius.
So there's a banana farm in Antarctica.
Yes, I believe that's where it is.
Actually?
No. I didn't get where it's located. Now, according to people who have tried this, they said the flavour, there's no real flavour to the skin. Like, it's not, there's not a taste.
Okay.
Some people did say it tastes a little bit like pineapples, but they're not saying there's a huge taste. Okay. Mainly just tastes like a banana.
Well, I love pineapples are my favourite fruit. You know that.
And you're a huge banana guy.
And I love bananas.
And you love bananas.
Have them on Wheat Bix all the time.
Now, the only problem with this new banana is one banana costs $5.75. Very expensive to make these bananas. Yes. So what I just wanted to do and what I thought you could do for our listeners today, because you're a huge banana guy.
Love bananas.
Also love the pineapple, which is what they might taste like. Maybe you could just bite into a regular banana and just see how the skin is.
Oh, with the skin on it?
Yeah.
No, but that's the wrong banana.
Yeah,
You haven't paid. I know you're a stinge, so you wouldn't have sprung for the $5.90 to get the proper one.
No, that's what I mean. Because, you know, I don't want our listeners having to pay $5.74 for a special banana. I thought you could just eat this regular banana and we can see how the skin is.
Oh, you thought that, did you?
Yeah.
You thought that'd be a great idea.
So here you go.
Why don't you do your own demonstration? Don't throw stuff when there's buttons. Here, and first of all, there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Just to remind people, this is happening on the Facebook page, Facebook Live, Hit 100.9. You can head to the Facebook page and see Nath eat a banana for you guys to see if the skin is edible and how it tastes.
Don't make this a thing for the people. Don't make it sound
this
like
is
I'm
for
a,
the people.
I'm a martyr. I'm a saviour.
Mate. You're putting yourself out there for everyone so they can discover whether you can eat these bananas.
Can I just show the people on Facebook Live the state of this banana, if that's okay, before I bite into it? Because it doesn't look fantastic.
Now,
look how brown that is.
To be fair, I picked that banana because brown bananas are a little bit softer. And I thought I didn't
want you... Oh, you just look after me, don't you?
Because, I mean, you're putting yourself out there for the people, so...
Is there a way you want me to bite it? Like straight down the middle, side, back?
I just want one bite, a chew and swallow, and then a review of how it tastes.
And swallow?
Okay, if it's that bad, you can spit it out.
We didn't have a bucket. Producer Mason, we should have brought in a bucket.
So just swallow it then. You got no bucket.
Okay.
All right. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1. Get involved.
Oh, my God. Are you sure this isn't lethal or am I going to die?
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's absolutely fine. I Googled it. So this is a regular banana, but Nath, can you please review the skin plus banana?
Mm. Doesn't taste like pineapple, tell you that much.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
And I want to ask now, 13, 12, 16, do you know a slow walker? Do you know any slow walkers? The reason we bring this up, Jim, is a man who he tweeted his frustration about being stuck behind a slow walker has received over 100,000 retweets. Now, I do want to play this little song grab that you've got me. I haven't heard it before. Apparently, it's by Chris Isaac. He's got a song called Walk Slow, am I right?
Yeah, Walk Slow, it's called.
Okay. Walk Slow. There you go. It was relevant. Yep. Well done. Yeah.
You said you wanted some music that
you
walks
did well,
slow.
Mate. You took the initiative and found these. Walk Slow. Well done.
From his album Speak of the Devil, 1998.
Well done. Let me read the tweet that this guy got retweeted. You know how when you're a fast walker and the guy ahead of you is fast too, but only 90% as fast as you, so you must pass him. But to pass him, you have to walk comically faster than your normal speed, or else you'll be in his personal space too long as you pass. That's annoying. Mm-hmm. Walk
slow. Yeah, I mean, slow walkers. I hate slow walkers. I mean, to me, they're second behind families that walk together.
Oh, the people who they walk
in a line.
Horizontally.
Yeah.
Oh, that is worse. That is
because
so much worse.
At least with the slow walker, you can get around them. Mm. The families that spread out and go, yeah, like in a line on a sidewalk, you can't get around them.
They often
what
do
are
it,
you doing?
They often do it at tourist destinations.
Yeah.
Especially a place like this. So many people coming down to visit Hobart all the time. People just walking along the street because they want to look at everything, but they want to look at everything at the same time as everybody else.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just walk in a straight line.
Yeah.
Think of everyone else around you. Please walk in a straight line.
How do you deal with that, though? Because, you know, I'm not very confrontational. I'm probably the least most confrontational person ever.
Yeah, no.
So when I'm stuck behind the horizontal walkers or the slow walkers, I often try and cough really loudly just to remind them that, hey, you might be holding somebody up. I'm behind you.
If I'm behind a slow walker or like a family walking, I'm just like, are you right?
Yeah.
You're right.
This is why when we walk together, it's perfect. We never have an issue. Tell what my dad used to do. Dad used to, if there was a slow walker in front of him, he would walk past them and then slow right down. So walk even slower than they were.
In front of them.
Just to try and annoy them.
Try to annoy them.
But then that just slows your process down even more, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one. Mm. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you just walk around a slow walker.
Well, we are asking 13, 12, 16, do you know a slow walker? And look, we'll give you some movie tickets if you do call up as well, because we want to reward people whinging about slow walkers. Do you know any slow walkers, Jim?
Yeah, you're not the quickest.
Oh, don't blame me.
When your voice goes high, mate, you're defensive.
Oh, don't blame me.
Yeah, you're a bit of a slow walker. But it's okay.
No, I'm brisk.
Because you're allowed to be. You're a heavier bloke. What are you weighing these days? Buck 20?
I'm not 120 kilos.
130.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Do you know a slow walker? We'll give you some movie tickets as well. Give us a buzz.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
We just asked 13, 12, 16. Do you know a slow walker? This is off the back of a guy who received hundreds of thousands of retweets after he tweeted his frustration about a slow walker he was stuck behind. Jim, you've said I'm a bit of a slow walker, which I strongly disagree with.
Because you weigh buck 20.
Not 120 kilos.
During the ads, we were just chatting about it, going, I am not 120, and then we were naming friends of ours.
Yeah, I was giving you examples of people that are.
You're like, oi, yeah, you mate Coonan, where he weighs buck 20.
We are talking slow walkers. Let's start with Maria from Sorrel. Maria, you know a slow walker. You want to dob them in?
Yeah, it would be me. I'm sitting in the car next to my daughter and she goes, Mum, that is so you.
So do you get called out on it, Maria, or you've just finding this out?
Time. Like, I'm a courteous one, though. I always move over and let everyone pass me. But, like, when my two daughters come walking with me, they get very, very frustrated because they end up, like, a mile ahead of me and then they have to stop and wait for me to catch up.
Mm. Maria, have you ever thought of maybe picking up the pace a little bit, or that hasn't crossed your mind? You're just going to own being a slow walker?
I'm going to own it because I have a sore knee and I physically can't walk any faster.
Well done. You walk as slow as you want, Maria.
No way.
Maria can sit down if she wants.
Talia from Signet, you're a slow walker, or you know a slow walker.
My stepdad.
Your stepdad.
Talk us through. What does he do? How slow is he?
Oh, he's very slow. When he walks slow, he zones out and looks at the ground.
At the ground? That is so dangerous. Has he ever hit a pole or anything?
Nah, just walks in a dead straight line.
Talia, he doesn't text and walk, does he? That could be quite dangerous.
No, he doesn't play on his phone.
Okay, Talia, good. Have you said something to him? Have you confronted him about being...
Yeah, everyone confronts him, even my mum.
At an intervention. We're going to need to sit down, Dad. You're a bit of a slow walker.
Pick up the pace. Alice from Claremont, you know a slow walker.
Yeah, it's my dad.
Oh, this is a bit of a trend. Dads are slow walkers. Maybe because they're, I don't know, they're taking things in, Jim, possibly.
Yeah, so talk us, is it Elise or Alice?
It's Elise.
Elise, so talk us through it, Elise. What does he do? How slow is he?
Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense because he's a triathlete, so he can run quite fast. But whenever we're walking in a group or Mum tells him off all the time because they'll go for a walk together somewhere and he's miles behind and she's like, I don't understand.
Well, Elise, maybe because he's a triathlete, every time he moves fast, he thinks he's competing. So when he's not competing, he just wants to do the exact opposite and hardly move.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you need to just sit down with him, Elise, and just go, hey, look, Dad, we need you to pick up the pace. And if he says no, you can be like, it's a training exercise, Dad.
It's a walking race.
Yeah, yeah, it's a walking race. Yeah, get him in a competition. That's it. Be like, hey, Dad, let's race to the coffee shop.
Mm. But seriously, also, Dad, walk faster because it's very bloody annoying. So. Thank you, Elise. There you go, Jim. Plenty of slow walkers out there. I like them.
Yeah, yep. I think we've learned that.
Yeah. Pick up the pace, guys, if you're a slow walker. Fix it up. Baby, lay
on. For Jimmy and Nath catch up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.
9 minutes to nine on Hit 100.9. We are Jimmy and Nath. Thanks for joining us, guys.
If it's meant to be. I love that song. I love it.
You're a bit of a country guy.
Yeah, I did grow up in Goondiwindi.
Far north Queensland.
No. It's border of Queensland, New South Wales. Over on the mainland. Beautiful spot of the world.
Not as beautiful as Hobart, mate.
No, I mean...
Nowhere near, actually.
No, I mean, I did leave there.
and a long time ago. Yeah.
It's been a while. Parents are still there. Hey, guys, if you're listening to the show. Look, Nath, before we get out of here today, before we say goodbye, I just wanted to run something by you. This happened yesterday on the show. You stay classy, Hobart.
No, that's not how we're signing off.
it's how I'm doing it.
Pathetic.
Yeah, so I went with the catchphrase, you stay classy, Hobart, which, Nath, you had some thoughts.
Well, first of all, not original.
No, it's not.
You've taken that from Anchorman.
100%.
Yeah, but you're an original guy.
Yeah, I am.
You're from Goondiwindi in far north Queensland. It's not. Those guys are known for coming up with their own things.
They're not known for much.
What about, hey, we're gone to Windy now?
No, shut up. What about you?
That's a good one. No, shut up. Jimmy and Nath.
Nath, shut up. It's Jimmy here. Give the people what they want. More Jim. Look, no, so I've got a different suggestion for you today. I've got to run it by you, see what your thoughts are, because you don't like Stay Classy Hobart. Mm. So if you want to give me a bit of it, this isn't how we're going to end, by the way, but I'm just going to deliver it to you.
Oh, we'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah. I'll give you some feedback.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, here we go.
Yahoo!
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, you can even add, I mean, sorry, I know this is your thing, but I'm just constructive feedback.
Yeah.
Huru Hobart. Double H. Oh. Alliteration.
What if I go Huru and you say Hobart?
All right, let's do it.
Huru.
Hobart. No, it's a bit slow. All right. But we can work on that. I think that's a work in progress.
Yeah, I mean, give me a crack at it as a last thing. Right. So I'll do all Huru Hobart.
Do you want a drum roll or anything?
No, just tell me when you... Do you want to say anything about tomorrow's show?
I mean, we're doing Alpha Bucks again. $1,000. Someone could... We gave away $70 today, was it?
$80 today.
$70 the day before. Tomorrow we could give away $1,000. Also, random cash.
Yeah.
Still hasn't gone off.
So there's a chance tomorrow on the show for $2,000 to go off. Absolutely huge.
And I'm sure we'll have movie tickets and stuff. Plenty of stuff to win.
Plenty of stuff. It'll be our third day. We're happy to be here.
Huru Hobart!
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
For Jimmy and Nath catch up, Hobart's Hit 100.9.